3, 2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade. No animals are heard throughout the making of this show, except Rossi. Preeti Malik.
I love talking to my plants. Like, I go up to them and I go, hi, plants. How are you, plants?
And Big Rossi.
When you got the man bun, your price went up. I admit the man bun. Yeah, I'm going for it.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you guys for being so amazing and making our morning just completely enthusiastic.
The Chris Fade Show.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning at 6:02. What's happening? Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. Preeti Malik, Big Rossi. Hi, guys.
Hello there.
What's happening?
That intro was bagels, and now I want one.
Bagels are the best.
Oh, bagels.
A nice toasted bagel with cream cheese.
Cream cheese. Is that your go-to?
Yeah, so you get an everything bagel toasted with vegetable cream cheese.
Lovely. How's Jeff's baking coming on?
Okay.
Is he still doing it?
Yeah, he does it here now and again, whenever he feels like it.
Bagels are just so... Cream cheese, a bit of salmon.
Oh, you like the salmon on it.
Yeah, but then you can put anything on it. I am just craving it. And I don't want to... Should we do it? Should we order some?
Bagels.
Yeah, why not?
I'm doing this intermittent fasting. I don't eat till midday every day. So the last thing I ate was like 8 o'clock last night, and then I eat at about midday today.
Yeah.
It's giving my digestion a bit of a rest.
I know what you feel like. I feel like when you wake up sometimes, like, you're a bit like me, bloated, and then it takes time to sort of sort
just getting old.
Up. Yeah.
We just got to have some prune juice in the morning, get the system going.
That's right, Dale.
Hi. What a show we've got lined up. We've got some more keys to give you. Get you in that Jeep with 140,000 dirhams with a Bridgestone. I know you'd like that. Mm-hmm. We've got a superstar from the UK joining us. She was part of one of the biggest, I guess, groups in the 90s, early 2000s.
Right.
Remember Steps? Oh, you guys don't know Steps?
Well, I don't know too much about Steps, but Rossi does.
You guys went silent when I said
you. I'm waiting for Rossi. Rossi loves Steps, and he didn't say anything.
Well, no, why?
I get a bit embarrassed because... Lisa used to be my favorite.
Oh, and that's who we got. We've got Lisa Scott Lee joining us. This is Steps. Remember this? This is great.
It's time to begin, so lolly live. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Your boots scooting, baby. You're driving me, you're crazy.
My obsession from a western.
We danced all day.
My rodeo, Romeo, a cowboy guy from head to toe.
I'm gonna make your mind go stand in line.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Yes, Lisa's gonna be joining us on the show a little bit later on. We're talking national anthem gossip. We'll do in the next 15 minutes as well.
Another actor says he's possibly going to run for U.S. president. One of your favorites.
Oh, gosh, really?
Yep.
Okay, awesome stuff. We'll find out who. Who's up and about right now, though? We need you. 04-871-5544. Phone us right now. Come on, we want you on the phone. 04-871-5544. What are you up to this morning? How are you feeling on the way to the gym? Are you jobless? Have you got a job? Whatever it is, I want to talk to you.
Whatever your vibe is, give us a call. 04-871-5544.
And I'll be honest with you, both Nala and Eddie aren't with us for the next, how many days? 8 days?
Yeah.
Quarantining, they've been in close contact, so now they're quarantining at home. So
yeah.
So go easy on us, please.
You know what, I just going to say, we haven't done this for a while. Yeah. This was the first probably 7 years of the show.
It's like 2012 all over again.
Yeah, it was just the three of us. So it's literally Rossi, Preeti, and myself. We'd love to talk to you. It's just the three of us.
So this is your warning. May or will go wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Today.
04-871-5544.
Waking you up
every morning.
Get up.
The Chris Fade Show's awake at 6:08.
Awake at 6:08.
Wake up.
Powered by Adidas Ultra Boost 21. Introducing incredible energy return with Adidas Ultra Boost 21. Available in stores and online now.
Hey, Satish, how you doing? Good morning. Oh, hold on, it's my fault. I'm working out how to use the system here. It's like day one. Satish, how you going?
I'm going to work.
You're doing work, are you?
Yeah, I'm a driver.
What do you do for work, Satish?
I'm a driver and a team leader as a sanitation leader.
You're a driver and a team leader
for a sanitation company.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wow, that That's very, you're very, now let me ask you, how much sanitizing have you got at home? The sanit, because if I work for a sanitation company, I'm
bringing stuff home.
I'm taking a lot of that home. Are you allowed to do that?
Sorry, I didn't get.
Don't worry about it.
It's too much to say again, Satish.
What country are you from?
I am from India.
Whereabouts in India?
Every day morning, I hear you, 6 a.m.
Thank you, man. Thank you, bro. Love you, brother. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Whereabouts in India are you from?
Yeah, India, Hyderabad.
Hyderabad.
The best biryani ever.
Is it? Yeah. Does Hyderabad have the best biryani?
Yes.
I'm not a biryani eater. I've got, because I find it. Can you get biryani non-spicy?
It's not the best.
Really?
I like it. I feel like I need a bit of moisture with my biryani.
You should have yogurt.
Yogurt, man. Yogurt. Yeah, laban. Hey, Satish, where would you find the best biryani in this country, in the UAE? Have you got a favorite spot that you go to that you know has really good biryani?
It's Ritraj. You can search on Google. Ritraj Biryani Center.
Ritraj Biryani Center.
Yeah.
They're that good. They're a center. They're a biryani center.
Wow. Which place in Dubai is that?
Where is it?
RITRAG. Ritraj Restaurant. You can find all over the UAE.
Oh, it's all over. They have several branches.
They have the branches. They're from Hyderabad.
Like franchise? Really?
Oh, it's from Hyderabad. Okay.
Oh, that's amazing. Have you ever tried it?
No, but I'm definitely going to try it now.
Yeah, get on it, 100%. Satish, God bless you, man. Thank you so much for listening, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Be safe, Bram. Be safe. Love it. I love our 6 a.m. callers.
What's up?
Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
All right, all the goss right now with Pretty Malik. What have you got for us?
Halsey wants to clear one thing up about her pregnancy. It was 100% planned. She took to her Instagram stories to reveal her road to pregnancy. She said, "Why is it okay to speculate and pass judgment about fertility? My pregnancy was 100% planned, and I tried very hard for this, but I would be just as happy even if it were another way." If you didn't know, Halsey has been candid in the past. Mm. She had a miscarriage very early on in her career, just before she went on stage for a show. She still did the show. And she also revealed that she has a condition called endometriosis. I hope I say that right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But she was afraid that she wouldn't be able to fall pregnant in her life. So it's very, very special to her.
Good on her. Good on her. And good on her for expressing those feelings.
Yeah.
What else you got for us?
Grey's Anatomy is gearing up for its 17th season.
Wow, I'm excited.
Insane, but is the end near for the show? This is what Ellen Pompeo had to say.
Honestly, have not decided. We're really trying to figure it out right now.
You're in the middle of deciding whether it ends or it doesn't end.
It's what story do we tell? To end a show this iconic, how do we do it? I just want to make sure we do this character and this show and the fans. I want to make sure we do it right.
Hold on, just end it with the coronavirus.
No, I think they're in the pandemic now.
They've written it into the show.
Yeah, like so everything is going on, but it's an iconic show. It is very difficult to end it.
And finally, an American president. There could be a new one from Hollywood one day.
Well, we heard The Rock say, like, you know, he wouldn't mind running for president one day. How about Will Smith? So he was asked if he would ever enter U.S. politics. He gave... Well, just have a listen to his answer. I think it's a little bit vague.
I'm hopeful. I believe in understanding. I will certainly do my part, whether it remain artistic or at some point ventures into the political arena.
Oh, hold on. He said ventures into the... He's thought about it.
Mm. He's definitely thought about it, but I don't know if I could see Will Smith as a political...
Imagine Will
leader.
Smith becomes the president of America and he helped me do my proposal.
Like
that would be crazy.
That'd be crazy. The president of the United States helped you propose.
I don't know how it feels to have Hollywood stars run a country and understand it, but I don't know. I'm not against it. Let's just say that. I'm not against it.
Okay.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Are you ready to do this, Big Rossi?
I'm ready, man.
Hit it. Why?
From the Big Rossi News Centre, I'm Big Rossi and this is the news before the news. Wayne Rooney has angered fellow customers at the Rami Hotel in Barsha Heights / T-com yesterday. Rooney was doing the check-in process in the hotel lobby, but decided to jump the queue in front of other people. He was impressed by the hotel lobby, though.
Yeah, no, I just seen a bit of space and thought I'd try my luck, so didn't know what to expect with the reception, but it was a great reception and I really appreciate it.
What's the reception?
Sounds so fun.
That's how he talks. Adam Levine from Maroon 5 has secretly been living in Dubai for the past couple of months, pretty much. He moved into some service apartments in Sport City, but has grown increasingly frustrated with his new cleaner.
I don't care that that shirt's on the floor or that my pants are hanging over a couch. I know that my wallet's in there. And when I go to get my wallet, I know that's where it is. But someone puts something away and you're like, where's my wallet?
And finally, John Legend has gone into business with none other than Chris Fade.
What?
Yep.
The All of Me singer has gone all in, with Chris on his snack company, Fade Fit Snacks.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's nutty about the peanut butter flavor, and he's so happy that the products are selling well. He's even got a little pet name for Chris Fade.
Yes, and I'm so proud that Chrissy's a number one bestseller. I like to say number one bestseller, not just bestseller. Number one, we support each other in everything that we do. Yeah. And that's the way you should be with your partner.
Thank you, partner, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Check out Fade Fit Snacks. They're in stores now. I'm Big Rossi, and that was the news before the news.
Yeah! I love the news before the news. Okay, it's Virgin Radio.
Money. I give money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank InvestPro. You can build capital and fund for children's education with MetLife and RackBank InvestPro. Text INVEST to 70011 or visit rackbank.ae. Conditions apply.
Oh, she's ready to go, Fiona. Hello. Yeah. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm absolutely dying. I'm so nervous.
Aww. Fiona, it's okay.
It's all right, Princess Fiona. It is okay.
Oh, don't call her. Are you calling her like Shrek's wife now?
Isn't that a good thing, Princess?
No? I hope that means I get easier questions, Chris.
Let me see. It means you look like Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. Wasn't Princess...
I take it.
Yeah, I haven't really watched the full Shrek thing.
You've never seen Shrek?
No, I've seen like bits and pieces, but I mean, Fiona was she Cameron Diaz at the end or at the beginning?
No. Shrek is an animated movie, Chris.
Ogre. She's an ogre.
She turns into an ogre. Yeah.
Was she before an ogre?
Like a human.
That's what I'm saying. She looked like a human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's animated. She's the voice.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz. I know that. What do you do, Fiona?
I'm a teacher.
Teacher. What do you teach? Kids?
I teach grade four.
Grade four.
Oh, that's the grade after Liz. My wife's a teacher as well.
Can I say hi to Alina and Ashley? We're all trying to get on this morning.
Are you other teachers?
Yeah.
It's a syndicate.
That's great.
Yeah.
So do you have to split the money with the other teachers?
Oh, absolutely not. Okay.
No. I love that.
All right. How many kids you got doing homeschooling versus in class right now?
In class, I've got like 8, and then at home, I've got like 15.
Oh, okay. Oh, more got a lot, at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my kids at home. I've left my kids at home for the last couple of weeks, just doing their thing. Is it frustrating having to teach them at home? Is it annoying?
It's hard when they're both like they're on the screen and they're in the class at the same time. So it's kind of
manage both.
I can't imagine how that would feel. That's not an easy thing to actually manage. I got a letter from the teacher the other day telling me that one of my kids wasn't logging on to maths or something.
And that's they're all doing that. Don't worry, everyone's at that.
Are they doing? I felt like a bad parent. I replied to the email. I said, "Sorry, miss. I'll take it upon myself. It's my fault. I should have been following this more." And then I went and told one of my kids. Oh man, she got in trouble.
She was in big trouble.
Yeah, it's not happened again. It won't happen again. I hope it won't happen again. I've had to ban the iPads off them now. So you know the hardest thing, Miss Fiona. The hardest thing is, you we tell them not to be so much, like, don't spend so much time on the screens watching TikTok and YouTube and doing all this, right?
Yeah.
But then their work is on the screen, so it's hard to
manage
it. You know what I mean? They're doing sneaky, like, little video looks.
Like little TikToks on the side.
Yeah, I caught her again doing it yesterday, so she got punished again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but got to get that discipline in just right now. It's hard for the students, though, I understand, as it's hard for the teachers. But, you know, we're all doing a good job, and the parents are doing a great job. So, Fiona, let's go. Come on. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You know the deal. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Here we go. Come on. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Who is Archie Windsor's mother?
Pass.
What city does the Oscars happen in?
LA.
What movie is Han Solo a character in?
Pass.
What sport does Tom Brady play?
American football.
True or false, Justin Bieber was once in a boy band?
False.
Which mall in Deira opened in 1995?
The City Mall.
The kiwi is the national bird of which country?
Fuji.
Which ex-wrestler featured in the 2017 Baywatch movie?
Hugh Hefner.
Keep going.
Who sings Chains to the Rhythm and Con Calma? What sport did Viv Richards play?
Pass.
Who is Archie Windsor's mother? Come on, you know this.
Pass.
Okay. Who in what movie is Han Solo a character? Han Solo.
I don't know, pass.
Ah, time's up. Okay, well, you got some money at least. I'm going to give you 400 dirhams. Congratulations.
Ooh, okay, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. All right, let's run through it. Meghan Markle is the mother of Archie Windsor.
Oh, my goodness.
You knew it.
You knew that. Han Solo is Star Wars. Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, Han Solo.
Yeah.
The kiwi is the national bird of which country? You said Fiji. I think you got confused with the water. It's New Zealand. Katy Perry sings Chain to the Rhythm and Kunkama. Viv Richards is a cricket player. Now, here's my favorite.
Yeah, the best.
Which ex-wrestler featured in the 2017 Baywatch movie? You went with Hugh Hefner.
Great wrestler. Great wrestler.
He was probably wrestling many ways.
He's in his underpants a lot, but he's not a wrestler.
It was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
I think The Rock might be offended that you confused him with Hugh Hefner. Or maybe not, actually. Maybe not.
Know.
No. You're a superstar, Fiona. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for listening and have a great day, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
Take care. There it is. 400 dirhams cash for Fiona.
Pretty Malik gossip.
All right, Miss Malik, what have you got for us?
The Daily Mail and Mail on Sunday will have to pay Meghan Markle $625,000. A judge ruled that the publisher should pay 90% of Meghan's estimated $1.88 million in legal expenses. This is all over her privacy case that went on in the UK. So they have to pay $625,000. That's a lot of money.
So they get sued a lot, these guys, right?
Yeah. I feel like the Daily Mail must be sued every day.
Is it not, I don't know the Daily Mail, I mean, I know the Daily Mail, but is it very not, like, looked at in a true form? Like, if it's in the Daily Mail, you can't 100% count that it's true, or is it, it is true, and they're the first ones to get it out? Yeah. Is it like the TMZ?
It's a bit...
No, it's a bit like, I was going to say it's like older people. It's like a tabloid for older people.
It's a tabloid, though. Like, it's a tabloid. Okay. Let's be real.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Moving on to Kim Kardashian. A 24-year-old man reportedly crashed into the front gate of Hidden Hills, which is where Kim Kardashian lives.
Not so hidden.
Not so hidden. He tried to go in saying, "I have a meeting with Kim." Then he said, "She's my wife." Her security got to him, obviously, before he could get anywhere near her. He's
scary.
Now on a 72-hour psych hold. But that is just scary.
Yeah, it's so scary. That sort of stuff was, it's freaky, man.
It's just,
I had one of those. I had a guy not long ago, like, just on social.
Yeah.
Just, it was getting really weird. And and I didn't want to block because I was like, I don't want to block because if you block it could spur them on even more. It could spur them on even more.
Yeah.
But sometimes To have it come to your house, that's a different story.
It's quite scary. So that's scary. Good on her security team. And finally, would you sell a gift your ex gave you? Well, Angelina Jolie has done just that. She sold her Winston Churchill painting, which was bought by Brad Pitt, supposedly as a gift, back in 2011. Christie's in London sold the piece for $11.5 million.
Well, they sold it now or he bought it?
Yes, now.
I wonder how much he bought it for.
So it was estimated to go for about $3.5 million. That's what they were expecting to get from it. But it broke all records. And it's gotten $11.5 million.
Well, isn't that crazy? Because it's art in itself, which is worth a lot. But then it's probably gone up in price as well because it's now the painting that Brad Pitt bought for Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
So now it has a double sort of sword to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's it. She's selling it off. She's like, I'm over you. I don't want any memories of you. Even if it's good art.
Would you sell?
Yeah. I mean, if you have a memory attached to it, right? And it's a painful memory. They had such a terrible divorce.
Okay, God forbid you and Jeff break up one day. Would you sell your engagement ring and your wedding ring? Would you get rid of it?
I think it depends on the circumstance of the breakup. If it's bad, I'm getting rid of it.
You're never going to break up and just go, oh, that was a very nice 9 years marriage. I really like you still, but we're just not going to be together anymore. It's not going to happen.
I think there are couples who do that.
Very rare.
Yeah, rare, but it happens.
Very rare. But it happens. Majority of breakups, especially when it comes to weddings, marriages, is always like...
It's like nasty.
Not nasty, but it's like, you know, you're out. You're out for a reason.
Yeah.
It's not like you still like and love each other that you want to be out.
Yeah,
there's always going to be that. Would you, Ross?
Yeah.
I just want to get rid of it, right?
I'd sell it, yeah, definitely. If it's worth money and I needed the money, definitely.
Would you?
Because it's out of your house and you get rid of it, as you say, pretty.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a ring, for example, I'd probably just make the diamond, if it was a diamond, into something else.
So it's like not the same memory or something like that.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, or melt. I know a few men and women who have melted the jewelry and remade something out of it.
But then you always know that was made from that, like, one thing.
True.
I don't know.
0487154. Maybe we could hear something from you guys listening. Would you sell, I don't know.
A gift from your ex?
Yeah, if it was a gift or whatever it was. Would you sell that? Would you sell the gift? Would you sell the ring? Would you sell the car? Would you sell, I don't know.
The painting?
Would you sell a gift that an ex got you? Lena, would you do it or have you done it?
Hi, good morning.
How you doing, Lena? Would you do it?
I did it.
Oh, she's doing it.
What did you sell?
I had a bracelet and it was gold and diamond. And I just took it back to the store, the same store.
Yeah.
And I asked to exchange it. And so, you know, they reduced the value a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But with the remaining value, I just bought a nice pair of diamond earrings.
Nice.
Hey. So, and was this relationship, was it a marriage or was it just a boyfriend-girlfriend thing?
Almost marriage.
Wow. You want to get into it or not?
No, but I mean, like, you guys were saying that wouldn't that thing always remind you if you exchanged it? And to be honest, in the beginning, maybe a little, but a couple years down the line, you totally forget about it.
Okay. All right.
Honestly,
well,
I think it just stays with the relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So did you immediately decide, like, after you broke up, you were like, I need to get rid of all this stuff?
No. It took time, but wearing the bracelet bothered me, and also having it bothered me.
Mm.
Yeah, I tell you, if you saw him out one day and he was wearing the brace and you were wearing the bracelet, I reckon he'd go, she's still got the bracelet.
I think that's
what would have happened.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, enjoy those diamond earrings, girl.
Thank you.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, 0487155444. I mean, would you accept or would you sell the gift that your ex got you?
Chris, from your first marriage.
Why do you say it like that, mate? It's like I don't have like 9 marriages. You can't say just from my previous marriage.
Well, same thing.
Yeah.
It means the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you keep the ring, by the way?
My ring?
Your wedding ring.
Yeah, I still got it.
Would you do anything with it?
No, I don't think. I don't think it's worth that much. It's different for a man. I feel like our bands are just all the same. You know, it's just a metal band.
No, they could be expensive.
Mine wasn't expensive, and I think it sits in this drawer somewhere. It just sits. It's funny, actually. Only recently did the kids come up to me the other day, and they said, Nushi was going through like one of my drawers, and yeah. She was, you know, there's all this stuff in it. She's like, Daddy, what's this ring? What was this ring for? I said, oh, that was the ring that I had with your mum. I said, that was my wedding ring.
What did they say?
She's like, oh, really? And then she wears it. She's like, oh, it's big. I said, yeah, it's big. I said, look, Daddy's finger still now, because after you wear a ring after a while, it changes the shape.
Right.
My finger's gone back to normal now.
It doesn't fit.
No, it doesn't fit anymore. It's gone differently. Sam, would you I guess sell the ex as a gift or what?
So I have managed to keep my engagement ring that my ex husband gave me.
Okay,
he tried to take it back off me, and I refused to give it back because I'm holding on to it for my daughter. When she's old enough, I want her to see the symbolism of our love. And I will be giving it to her as a gift.
That's okay. I like that. So, when you broke up with your husband, when you divorced, you had a baby, obviously a child. I can understand. He asked you for the ring back, did he?
He tried to take it back. Yeah, absolutely.
That's dirty. Even in my divorce, like, and it wasn't a great one, but I'm not asking for the engagement ring back. Take it.
That's a bit. Yeah,
I think that's just so petty and cheap. No. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so where does it sit now? It just sits at home?
It sits in a safe, and I'm waiting for when my daughter's old enough, and I'm going to give it to her as a gift.
Yeah.
To show her that Daddy and Mummy did love each other once upon a time, and then she can wear that as she likes.
Cute. That's sweet.
That's very similar to my auntie Angie, her engagement ring now with her partner that they've split up. She's going to pass it on to their kids.
That's cool.
It's like a big ring.
It's like an heirloom almost. Yeah, it becomes a family heirloom.
I think the engagement ring that I gave my ex, I think she sold it. I never asked her, but I think she sold it.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think she sold it when we first did it. All right, there you go. Now, before we get into it, tomorrow morning we're doing something very special, aren't we? It's going to be going away.
We are giving away a car. It's all with Bridgestone. Be everywhere with Bridgestone and Virgin Radio. We're giving away a brand new Jeep Wrangler worth 140,000 dirhams.
So we're in that hotel, right? Is it secret location or?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
You said that before.
Let's not say it because most likely we'd get in trouble if we weren't supposed to say it. So it's a secret location for now.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, can I get back to business now?
Yes. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the
hurry up.
Game show within a show. Yay! In my attempt to be a game show host one day.
One day.
One day. I'm doing a game show within the show right now.
Love it.
I've decided to do a little bit of movie trivia.
Okay.
The fact that I guess the Oscars would be happening around this time. The Golden Globes just happened.
Correct.
I'm going to put you to the test. Pretty Malik.
Done.
Big Rossi. And is it Amra?
Hi, yes.
How you doing?
I'm good, Chris. Yes, it's Amr. Yeah.
How you doing, bro? You got me off that loudspeaker, right? Put that phone in your ear for me. I want to make sure that we got you on. All right, so
okay.
We are ready to do this. It's Rossi.
Doing, bro? You got me off that loudspeaker, right?
Yeah. You got us?
Yes.
There we go. Rossi spoke to you for about 25 minutes before we got on this call to get you all set up, but it failed.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened there? I mean, you sounded great a minute ago.
It was more like 25 seconds. That was just to go. So I'm in the car.
All right. So it's, what was the name again?
Amr.
Okay.
Like Amr Diab.
Amr Diab. All right, guys. Well, here it is. I'm going to ask you all trivia questions.
Yeah.
It is all based around the movies.
Okay.
All right. You will write down your answer and then read it out to us. Now, Amr, you can just say it to us when you know the answer, and I'll come to you, okay? You're all up against each other.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to do this?
I am ready to rock and roll. Yep.
Welcome to the game show within a show. Good luck, guys. Good luck.
Ready
all right.
Go.
Question number one. Which Alfred Hitchcock thriller is notorious for that scary shower scene?
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Answer's locked in.
Yeah.
Amara, what is your answer?
I'm going to say
Psycho.
Psycho. Pretty.
I said Psycho.
Rossi.
Psycho.
You are all correct. You all get a point.
Yes.
Woo.
Noting that down. On to question number two. Which singer starred in the movie Bodyguard?
Oh, okay.
Easy.
This is easy.
I'm looking after you guys to begin with. Don't worry.
Thanks. Okay.
Amanda, what is the answer?
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Pretty and Rossi.
Whitney Houston.
All of you on the 2 points. Woo! Well done. We'll go to question number three. In the movie Frozen, which song does Elsa sing as she builds the castle?
Oh. She builds the castle.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one, that, actually.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not the one you think, actually.
Don't listen to any. Yeah, don't. You do your own thing. Do your own thing.
Okay, ready.
Amit, what's the answer?
I know just one song from the movies. I'm going to say it. Let It Go.
Pretty.
I said Let It Go as well.
Rossi.
Let It Go.
It is Let It Go.
Yay!
Wow, you guys are
too easy.
You guys are doing very good. Amit, you got kids, do you, bro?
Yes, I have a son and a daughter, 11 and 8.
All right, you're all now sitting nicely on 3 points. Welcome back to the game show within a show. My name's Chris Fade.
More game show sort of style.
Welcome back to the show. Question number four. Which British actress won the Best Actress Award at the Oscars in 2019? 2019, which British actress won the Best Actress Award at the Oscars in 2019? Good luck.
2019. What was the movie? Can we know the movie?
I won't say any more than that.
British actress, 2019.
Is she British? Definitely. Are you sure?
All right. Please don't argue with me. I am the game show host. I'm never wrong.
I really don't know.
I'll give you 5 seconds to answer.
I don't know.
If Pretty doesn't know, I don't know how anyone's going to know.
I really can't remember 2019 Oscars.
Amita, your answer, please.
I'll have to pass. So.
Pass. Pretty.
I said Kate Winslet, even though I know it's not.
And Rossi.
Helen Mirren.
Oh, you are all incorrect.
Who is it?
The answer is Olivia Colman.
Oh, I knew.
Name the movie now, Pretty.
The movie was.
Queen. No.
No, the Churchill movie. The dark something.
Come on, you'll get there.
Darkest Hour.
The Darkest Hour, yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Thank you so much. All right, now you're all still sitting on 3 points.
Yeah.
We'll continue on to the next question. What is the island in Jurassic Park called?
Oh, come on.
What is the island in Jurassic Park called? Go ahead.
No one knows the island.
I don't know. Amber, do you know?
I'm not sure, but I'll just try and answer. Is it Costa Rica?
Costa Rica is your answer, Pretty Malik.
I wrote Dinosaur Island.
No, and Rossi.
Pterodactyl Island.
No, it was Isla Nubla.
How would we know that?
I wanted to start off. I'm the game show host. I write these questions.
These questions are tanking. It's Isla, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Isla. I know, but I like to say Isla.
Isla.
Oh, dear me.
Please don't laugh at the game show host.
We're still tied.
Isla.
Final question. This could make or break you all. Okay. It's three all. It's the decider.
Okay, go.
Come on, Isla.
Oh, that's annoying. Come on.
Who does Tom Cruise play in the movie Top Gun?
Oh, okay.
What do you need? His nickname or his full name?
I need the nickname that he's referred to in the movie.
Got it.
Amara, what is it?
Maverick.
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 Maverick, you're all correct. It's for all.
So do we keep going? He doesn't have any more questions.
Run out of questions here.
He doesn't have any more questions.
Let me just go back. If I go back on Google, I can get my questions back.
This is the worst round of the game we've played.
All right, here, I'm back on it. This is the decider.
Okay, go. It's just so bad.
You have a go at me all the time.
What planet are Transformers from?
Oh.
What is the planet that Transformers are from?
Oh.
I don't know.
Not many game show hosts could do that.
Not many game show hosts run out of questions for the game show.
Not many game show hosts have to write their own questions. Amir, what's the answer?
Sorry, pass.
Pass again.
I wrote Optimus Prime.
No.
I put Planet of the Decepticons.
No, it's Cybertron.
We're still tied.
This is the longest game ever. We've run out of time, but I'll keep going.
Have you got another question?
Yes, back to Google.
Yeah.
Who is the only Disney princess who was inspired by an actual person? Who is the only Disney princess who was inspired by an actual person?
Come on, Amber.
He can't get his name right.
Amber, do you know?
Amber.
What?
I don't know. So I'm not good on princesses, sorry.
Not good on princesses. I said Pocahontas.
It is Pocahontas. Which means, Amber, we're saying goodbye to you. You've lost in this round. My apologies, but have a great day.
Thanks.
Take care. There he goes.
Devastated.
So, Rossi and I win?
No. One more question.
Okay, here we go.
Which movie features Bruce Willis as John McClane?
Oh, come on, Chris.
I don't know.
Which movie features Bruce Willis as John McClane?
Yeah, okay, it is.
Which...
Don't write...
Okay. Die Hard.
Yes, it's Die Hard. This is very long. Okay. We'll come back to this game. This is super cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Now, Pretty, you grew up in the States. Mm-hmm. Did you know Steps?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, in Australia, it was like Steps was everything.
What do you mean in Australia? In the UK, it was everything.
You mad? 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, Steps are officially back, and we've got Lisa Scott Lee from Steps with us.
Yay! Good morning, everybody.
I love this because, you know, if we weren't in COVID, you'd be in the studio because you live in Dubai, which I think is awesome. But we've got you on via Zoom right now. Thank you for joining us on the show, Lisa.
Oh, you're so welcome, Chris. It's lovely to speak to you all, and good morning, Dubai. I've always wanted to say that.
So, listen, let's just go back. Let's go back those years when, obviously, Steps, you were the biggest thing coming out of the UK. How was it? How was that feeling of just being so huge, so popular, having the biggest songs in the world? How was it?
To be honest, it's just been an incredible journey, and... We launched 23 years ago, so the fact that we're still together, releasing new albums, having number ones, it's just so unexpected. And, you know, I feel very blessed to have had the career that I'm still enjoying with Steps.
Yeah, it's so cool. So, yeah, you guys, you had the number one song in the UK. Like, this is crazy. Like, I'm talking about last week.
Yeah, not 23 years ago, last week, 2021.
So how did that come about? How did you guys get back into the countdown and then owning that number one song again?
Well, we've just released our brand new album, which is called What the Future Holds, and it went to number one on iTunes in the UK, and it was number three in Australia, number five in Indonesia. It's just been a hit all over the world, which has been wonderful. And the title track, What the Future Holds, was actually written by Sia.
Oh, wow.
So we were just so, so thrilled to have one of Sia's tracks. And she's an incredible artist and songwriter in her own right. So to have Sia on a Steps album, that was pretty cool. It's just flown. You know, the album's gone crazy. And we've just released our fourth single. So To the Beat of My Heart, which just went to number one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually the fourth single off the album. So, and you know, it's very special to me because it marked my 10th anniversary of living in Dubai.
Oh, wow.
So it was like a double celebration for me last week.
It's so cool. And let me ask you, like, obviously you've got those hardcore Steps fans from 23 years ago. They're all, oh my gosh, they're back. But I'm sure you're gaining a new audience as well. You're gaining new listeners who now are discovering Steps for the first time.
You're so right, Chris. Basically, a lot of our fans, the original fans, shall we say, have gone on to have their own families, as I have, and you know, as my bandmates have in Steps. So when we now tour, everybody brings their children, they're introducing Steps to a new generation, and it's just ongoing. There's a lot of love out there for Steps, and it feels really great.
Now you guys redid this song and made it a massive hit again, haven't you? Yep.
Doing are you doing the dance?
Yeah, we are doing the dance, buddy. Here we are. As you were. How was it to, I mean, to get the rights of that and to bring that into the platform, that must have been amazing. That must have been very special.
So Tragedy was our first number one. We released it way back in 1999. And as people probably know, it was originally written and performed by the Bee Gees. But our version actually sold 1.2 million singles in the UK, and it was a worldwide hit. It sold more than the Bee Gees.
Wow.
So we got a very nice message from the Bee Gees saying, thank you very much.
That's amazing. Look at that. You get a message from the Bee Gees to say that.
Was it a high-pitched voice note, or was
thank
it?
Thank you!
It was. I recognised them instantly.
Well, listen, we just wanted to check in with you. We know that you live in Dubai, and, you know, I think it's so cool with what you're doing.
Yeah, you've got a dance school here, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, tell us more.
Yeah.
I saw this, and eventually I want to bring my own kids here.
But they would love it.
If any, if someone is looking to get into dance or singing or understand how to be on stage,
yeah.
I mean, to learn it from Lisa Scott Lee is a pretty special thing because she's been there and done that.
Music
so,
royalty.
Yeah, so you've got your own school here in the city, in the country.
That's right. It's called Dubai Performing Arts Academy, but we're fondly known as DPA, and we offer singing, dancing, drama, private singing lessons, and we've actually just launched the first BTEC in the Middle East in performing arts. It's a level 3 BTEC equivalent to 2 A levels, and it's the only one in the world run by a pop star and a West End star. My husband Johnny was the original cast of Footloose, so yeah, we're really, really proud to live here in Dubai and to be able to offer something back and train the children of Dubai. So Chris, we'd love to see your beautiful girls and you know, all of you just come along and have some fun at DPA.
Love it, love it, love it. Johnny's a legend. Lisa Scott Lee, you're an absolute legend as well. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the re-success of Steps and what you're achieving as well. There she is once again, Lisa Scott Lee.
Thank you so much, everybody. Lots of love.
What have your parents done, Chris?
Well, it's not what they've done. It's, it's what's going on right now. And just every year they would come here to the UAE.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. They would come and hang out with us here, and I would go there. And obviously, like so many of us, we have not been able to see our friends and family for more than a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. And especially for mum and dad, as they get older, like going on a, like when they travel, and they're really cute, they'll always go to the Philippines. They'll always go to the Thailand, and they'll always come to Dubai. It's their little trips that they like to do. And I think for them, and I think as you get older, these trips are really important because they're both basically retired now somewhat. Mm. So when you spend a lot of time with each other, especially when you get older, like you want to do these things just to get out of the routine.
Yeah.
So their little trips is what they look forward to. They obviously can't travel being in Australia, but recently they opened up the interstate borders.
So they can go within the country now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so what I did is I booked them this really gorgeous place called, it's in Port Douglas. It's in Cairns. It's a very tropical place in Australia. It's so nice.
How far is it from
Sydney? It's about a 3-hour flight from Sydney. So they're getting on a plane.
Oh, they'll feel like they're going out the country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
It's an experience.
And it's just epic. And this place that I got, man, like it's a Balinese style villa right on the beach.
They'll love it.
That's what they like, that type of thing, right?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Does it cost a lot of money?
So much.
But it's worth it.
But it's mum and dad.
It's worth it.
And the amount of money that they spent on me as I was a child, it's these little things that you want to be able to do.
I don't think they spent that much on you, though.
But, no. So
what is... I don't understand. Okay, everything is cool so far.
Leaving tomorrow.
Right.
6 nights, all booked, all paid, everything good. It's COVID-free in Australia. We're good to go. Until yesterday, tropical cyclone set to hit Port Douglas.
No!
An actual cyclone is now on its way to that entire area. So now we're on standby to see if it's going to go to the ocean or if it's going to hit the actual mainland.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like that's like rain and just wind, right?
Are we explaining what a cyclone is to you right now?
That is not just rain and wind. That's like very high... powered rain and wind.
The news, tropical cyclone Niren is expected to intensify into a Category 3 storm within the next 24 hours, bringing gales to coastal and island communities. The slow-moving Category 2 system hovering 355 kilometres northeast of Cairns, which is where they're going. Winds of up to 110 kilometres per hour have been recorded, with gusts of 140 kilometres an hour. The Bureau of Meteorology updated the warning zones on Wednesdays with communities to be safe. The cyclone is not expected to make landfall at this stage. However, as system shrinks and gales, they'll be looking after it. It is most likely to impact Cooktown, Cairns, and Port Douglas, where they're going.
Oh, no, that's not...
So now I'm panicking. I'm telling them, don't go, let's push it. And they're like, no, it's going to be fine. And now I'm like, well, you know me, I'm worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be in a plane. Is it going to be windy? I'm sending them into an area.
What's the cyclone called again?
Niran, N-I-R-A-N.
I just read cyclone Niran wipes out crops in some in far north Queensland.
So...
Oh, no. So you're going to lose your money then?
I mean...
I don't know. I don't know about the money.
They can't get on a plane now. Like, they have to wait until...
No, they're going. They're packed. They're ready to go tomorrow. The flights are still there. And I'm like... And I've spoken to the people that are at the hotel. I said, how's it going? They're like, oh, yeah, mate, it's all fine.
I suppose, like, it flies above... the problem is.
It's either going to be all fine or an absolutely catastrophe. Like, it's either just the cyclone goes out to sea.
Right. And then we don't really hear about it.
And then it's fine. It does think. And we're going to find out in the next 24 hours.
Well, they can't fly now.
My dad's stubborn.
George.
He has been waiting to get out of the house on a plane for a year and a half. He's like, George, we're going no matter what.
George, just wait 24 hours. You cannot get on this plane right now.
I want to open up the phone lines. 0487155444. When did Mother Nature, like, destroy something or ruin an event? Has Mother Nature, did it rain on your wedding? Did it destroy a certain event? When did Mother Nature ruin your thing? 0487155444. Gonna take your calls next, all right? 0487155444. When did the rain, when did the storm, when did a desert, whatever it was, a sandstorm, when did it ruin your thing? Kusai, tell us, weather has played a part and sort of really ruined an event or a moment for you?
Yeah, actually, so my grandfather passed away. So it was raining that day very badly. And when we were putting him in the grave was full of water.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
that's what I remember. And I think the, like, rain gods were crying at the time because I loved my grandfather very much.
Oh, my man. My man. Of course. Like, it's just so symbolic. A funeral is already so, like, sort of dark.
Yeah.
And then the rain is just pouring down and the rain's falling into the hole. And I mean, obviously, you were able to do it, though? Like, as in, did it all go through as planned?
Yeah, it did go through as planned. But I had a ring with me that my grandfather liked very much.
Mm.
So I lost that ring in the grave.
Oh, man.
He took it with him.
I was going to say, he wanted it. He was like, give it back to me.
Yeah.
I want this ring. Oh, God bless, man. God bless. What a horrible time for Mother Nature to sort of play a part. But at the same time, it is somewhat symbolic.
Yeah,
I've got to say, it is symbolic as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, what was your grandfather's name?
His name was Tahir.
God bless you, mate. God bless you. Thank you for sharing that moment with us. Yeah, when did weather really play sort of a part in your event or your moment that it ruined it? Pretty, it happened to you.
Yeah, so 10 years ago, do you guys remember when the volcano erupted in Iceland?
Yes.
And there was volcanic ash everywhere.
All over the world.
This was the same exact time as my sister's wedding. Our entire family had booked flights from around the world, all over the U.S., Europe, India, everywhere to fly into New York for her wedding. Every single flight had to be canceled, rerouted because of volcanic ash. Some of her clothes didn't even get there to New York until the day of the event or whatever it was because of the delays in the system, and we couldn't believe it.
I think a wedding is one of the worst times to get it, because you've spent so much money, you've planned it for a year, and it's just the weather can destroy it all.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, luckily everything got through, but there was a point in time where we were thinking, maybe this isn't going to go as planned, or half the people are going to be there.
Not going to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Redfest EXB, remember? We had our very own music festival got canned for one day. We had to postpone it a day, remember?
Mm-hmm. I remember,
the winds.
High winds and desert storms here in the country.
Yeah.
I remember. Crazy. Actually, another one that I just remember now is I flew to Paris to interview Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Or the UK. Flew all the way to interview Ryan Reynolds. And then his flight got cancelled from New York City because of a storm.
You're right, yeah.
So I just flew back home. I literally went to London for one day to do the interview.
And then
went all the way there. They message us at the evening time saying, sorry, he's not going to make it. And I'm like, what do you mean? And it wasn't just me. There was like 25 other journalists from around the world that have flown in to do this interview with.
Crazy.
And you know what's crazy? I thought this was about 3 years ago. It was before we ever thought about doing things on Zoom. Because we could have just done the interview on Zoom.
Instead of flying there.
Yeah, you could have ticked the boxes because you could have done it still, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't even a thought back. I feel like now with COVID and all that Zoom is such a thing that everyone can do. Oh, we'll just do it on Zoom.
It's integral.
All right. Well, there it is. Well, first,
so what? Are they going to get on this plane or not?
I don't know. My parents still, they've got their flight ready to go. They're going to go on this plane. I just said to them, are you sure it's okay to fly if there's a possible cyclone?
I guess if the flight is going on, then they obviously know that it must be safe enough to go.
Yeah.
Right? Like they would cancel the flight if it was going to be an extreme situation.
I don't know, but I'll be tracking this cyclone Naren.
Yeah.
You know, it's always weird with these names.
It's Australian, isn't it?
What's that?
It's in Australia, the cyclone or whatever.
No, mate. It's here in Dubai.
Well, no, but it's like, it's the accent, it's probably Naren, mate.
Cyclone Naren. Be watching it.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.